Welcome. I want to tell you a story today about the power of prayer and meditation. I want to tell you about what the peaceful state can do for you when you need it most. And if you did not hear the previous meditation, this past Friday night, my daughter was diagnosed with childhood leukemia. It's a treatable form, and we are on a healing journey. It's a different journey than when you and I started off back in January. My daughter's in the hospital right now. She started chemo last night. We're hoping she can come home on Wednesday. She will begin chemo intensely for several months and periodically over the course of a few years. So this is my new normal. I embrace it. We're going to get through this. In the 72 hours since she got diagnosed, I've had moments where I'm totally strong and peaceful, and moments where I completely fall apart. But interestingly, the peace comes right when I need it. Something special is happening on the other side of the curtain, if you know what I mean. I truly believe that my grandmothers, who passed away many years ago, have got my back right now, have got my family's back. Just as an example, a few minutes ago, I came home alone from the hospital, need to get some stuff done, and the whole thing just hit me. And I know that's going to happen sometimes. I fell apart. And literally at that moment when I was just so sad, my rabbi called to check in on me. He's never called me before. He heard what's been going on through a friend, but it was the timing of the call in maybe my most difficult moment I've had over these few days. Ring, ring, ring. I'll put my spiritual chips on the precise timing of that moment. And then the other night, when we first heard the news and the pediatrician told us to head down to the ER right now, we had to wake up my daughter, pack her stuff. My mother-in-law came over to pick up my son. It was awful. But I had been praying all day because I was so worried. And I prayed to my grandmothers, help us in any way you can. Help us. Bring us health, love, strength, peace. And the moment when the pediatrician broke the news to us, you'd have thought I would fall apart into a million pieces. But I had the most profound calmness come over me. I don't know how, I don't know why, but I consider it personally a miracle that I was able to hold it together. And then we had the longest drive of our life to the children's hospital. And we got there and only one of us was allowed into the hospital with my daughter because of COVID. So I'm stuck outside the hospital. I have a voice in my head saying, you should be freaking out right now. You should be mad. Fight your way in to be with your daughter and wife. At least you should be crying hysterically. But somehow this peace remained. And the security guard came over and he said, dude, you can't stand here. There's a pandemic and this is a hospital. And then another little minor miracle happened. The other security guard who was at the door to the hospital, he says to me, we're going to get you in. And they escorted me back to the room in the ER with my wife and daughter. And the ER doc says to me, how'd you get in here? They haven't let a second parent in here in months. And I said, I have no idea. But I kind of do. When you can shine a light and stay peaceful, really special things can happen, or so I'm learning. And that peace and that light came from somewhere I cannot explain. Before that moment, I was not really a big prayer guy. Yes, big meditation, prayer not so much. But in this moment of desperation, I opened up to prayer, and it was unbelievable. If you can imagine what I was going through in those circumstances, I will always and forever believe in the power of prayer and meditation. And every time now that I fall apart, and it happens every hour, I get back to prayer and meditation. And by that I mean prayer, reaching out to my grandmothers, asking for help. And then meditation is holding the space for their light, giving them a chance to come through. So the question for you today, how might you be trying to muscle your way through your challenges, through the pandemic, through your relationships? Could you call in some light and strength from somewhere else? Can we do it together right now? Just create the opening in your mind and heart. Ask for what you need. Open the channels. If you can, imagine the brightest light. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Imagine the brightest light. The brightest light. your attention wander, imagine the brightest light. Coming back to the moment. As I mentioned, I was never really a prayer guy, But over the past few days, I've been praying before I'm meditating. So powerful. Next time you're muscling your way through something, could you call in some light and strength from somewhere else? Just create the opening in your mind and heart. Ask for what you need. Open the channels. Imagine the brightest light. See you tomorrow. Peace.